Good morning. Today's daf in Yevamos Samech Tes. We are back. We're a little bit behind on Samech Tes Madalef. We're towards the bottom of the Amud. We just did a brisa. I'm going to go review the brisa, and then we're going to take it from there. There's one issue today, and only one issue, and that is a woman's ability to eat truma. When is she able to eat truma? When is she unable to eat truma? And so that was our Mishnah. Our Mishnah going back to Samech Zayin Amud Beis. Quite frankly, it's our Perek, meaning here the seventh Perek of Yevamos, taking a break from the mitzvah of Yibum. And we're going to take a long break from the mitzvah of Yibam. Eighth parak also is going to be a break as well. But we moved on to the discussion of the ability to eat truma. So a kohen can eat truma, and any of the kinyanim of a kohen can eat truma, and any of the children of a kohen is allowed to eat truma. A child of a kohen is a kohen, right? A daughter or son, doesn't matter. Bas kohen, ben kohen. So they're allowed to eat truma. That's the easy part. The complicated part is at what point in time is there going to be a point of disqualification? So that's what we already discussed back in the Mishnah, going back to Samach Zayin Amud Beis. The Mishnah gave numerous examples of those who are going to be disqualified. The first four cases of the Mishnah we discussed already yesterday. Ubar, Yabam, Erusin, Cheresh. So these four cases are going to disqualify. Go back to yesterday's daf for a discussion about that. The Gemara discusses all of them briefly. And then we're up to the Bentesha. So the nine-year-old. The nine-year-old is going to be a postal as well. So what exactly is the case of the nine-year-old? So the Gemara really struggled to wrap its head around what exactly this case is regarding the nine-year-old. And then the Gemara came to terms. The case of the nine-year-old is where a nine-year-old was a postal, meaning somebody that the woman is prohibited from having relations with, and she has relations with this man that's prohibited, but he's not a man, he's 9 years of age. So again, we go back to what we learned yesterday, and that is that a nine-year-old certainly doesn't have das, and does not have the requisite knowledge and intent to violate any Isurim in the Torah. But as far as the act of Bia is concerned, a nine-year-old is registered as a legal act of Bia. And so therefore, she had relations with a man who disqualifies her. And so under those circumstances, she will now be disqualified to eat truma. That's what we learned yesterday. And so let's go back. Gufa. So this is now where we pretty much ended yesterday. But I'm in Samech Tes Amud Aleph. And I'm going to go a little bit quicker today only because we're behind. Gufa, so returning back to what we learned yesterday. Ben Teisha Shanim Yom Echad, Ger, Amoni, Moavi, Mitzvah, Vedomi. Kuti Nesin Chala, Umamzer. I have all these candidates who are disqualifiers. Meaning if they have relations with this woman, they're going to make the woman now a pasul. Shabal al Kohen Levi of Yisrael. If they have relations with either a Bas Kohen, a Bas Levi, or a Bas Yisrael, pasul, they will disqualify them. The question, the obvious question that I'm going to ask but not answer at this moment is that by Bas Kohen, I understand that Bas Kohen was currently able to eat Truma, and now she's no longer able to eat Truma. A Bas Yisrael, a Bas Levia, they never were in a position where they could eat Truma to begin with. So what exactly is the point of the Brisa where the Brisa says, oh, you know, if this puzzle has relations with a Bas Levi or a Bas Yisrael, oh, that's going to be a problem. What kind of problem are we talking about? Hold that thought, because we're going to come back to that in a moment. Anyway, but according to the Tanakhama of this Brisa, so you have any of these people having relations with any of these women, so that'll apostle these women. And the point of the Brisa, the main point of the Brisa, is that despite the fact that they are not 13 years of age, it doesn't matter. The disqualifying act is the act of relations, and because they're 9 years of age, it's considered an act of Bia. Now, Rabbi Yossi, Almer Kol Shezar Apostle, Postal. Kol She'in Zar Apostle, Eino Postal. Now, in the Brisa, opinion number two is Rabbi Yossi says, look, if their children are disqualified, they will disqualify. And if their future children do not disqualify, they will not disqualify. Now, what it sounds like basically is that Rabbi Yossi is kind of just reframing what the Tanakhama is saying. Meaning, look, the Tanakhama, I'll just do one of the examples, a mamzer. When a mamzer has relations with a woman, so he disqualifies her. Oh. If the mamzer has relations with a woman and produces a child, you know what that child is? A mamzer. Okay, and that would be true for any of these cases over here. All Rav Yossi seems to be doing is repackaging what the Tanakhama said. Now, that can't be because, as we know, right, and all of us who are trained in learning, so we know that the Brisa wouldn't just simply be presenting Rav Yossi just as a repackaging of the Tanakhama. There has to be a subtle difference between the Tanakhama and Rav Yossi, and stay tuned because At a later point this morning, the Gemara is going to articulate what that difference is. And then back to the Braiser, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Amer, Kol she'ata nose bito, ata nose amanaso. V'chol she'en ata nose bito, yata nose amanaso. According to the Rashbag, when you can marry the daughter, you can marry the widow. And if you can't marry the daughter, you can't marry the widow. Again, I'm going to ask all of us to wait on exactly what the Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is coming to add, detract. Where is this point of departure from the Tanakama? Hold that thought as well. Okay, minahani mili. Okay, so what we can do now is momentarily we could forget Rabbi Yossi and we could forget Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel and let's just focus on the Tanakama. Because what we just learned together is a really simple rule, which is that if a woman has a prohibited relations, she will become disqualified to eat truma. So, minahani mili. The question now is really simple. Where do I see that? So, go back to yesterday's parsha. Yesterday we read Parsha Semor here in Chutz Laaretz, and Eretz Yisrael, they're a week ahead. They're reading Bahar. They read Bahar yesterday. Either way, so Parsha Semor. So all these halachas are spelled out in Perichav Beis. So if I gave you ample notice, what you should have done for homework last night is reviewed last week's Parsha and specifically Perichav Beis. So Menahani Mili Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Amar Kra. So here we go now with the drushas and the sources of where we get these halachas from. So Ubas Kohen Kisi Elishar. So if a Bas Kohen was to a Ish Zar, simple interpretation is that just simply she is with a non-Kohen. However, Kevishineva Lapasla Pasla. So the Gemara immediately launches into drusha mode. Nah, it doesn't mean a non-Kohen. It means Ish Zar over here means someone who's disqualified to her. If she has relations with someone who's disqualified to her, she becomes disqualified. The Gemara says, wait 1 second, slow down. The Gemara says, the Pasuk is there to teach me a really simple halacha, meaning we went a step already too far. The simple halacha that the Torah is coming to teach me is that if I have a Bas Kohen married to a Jew, a Yisrael, a perfectly legitimate relationship, but because she's now married to Yisrael, she no longer has the right to eat truma. That's all the Torah is coming to tell me. So the Gemara says, no, ahimive shava el beis avia kinureha, milechem avia tochal. So the Gemara says, no, that point is already articulated in another pasuk, same parsha, in another pasuk, notably that when she leaves her husband, she can go back to her father. Now, Nafka. That's where we learn it from. So and the implication is really clear, which means that only when she goes back to her family can she resume eating truma. But all the while she's married to Yisrael, she can't eat truma. So this point has already been established. To which the Gemara responds, wait 1 second, Imahi, nah. If that's the only source, so then have Amina Lava Ba Mikhla Say Asay. That only tells me this prohibition inferentially, meaning that I only know because of the implication. When she returns back to her family, then she can resume. All the while married to Yisrael, she can't eat. But the Torah doesn't use the words can't. We just only know it by implication. This is what's called classically a lav haba mechlal asay. Now, in terms of its status of iser, it's an iser asay. It's not a lav. So therefore, kasa rechman ahay lav. So the Gemara says, So I need this pasuk, meaning we're returning back to the original pasuk of Uvas Kohen Kisi Elishar. So I need that pasuk to tell me about the fact that it's a lav. Okay, so what I now have yet to do is learn a drasha for our halacha. Our halacha is when a woman has relations with a man who is disqualified to her, she becomes disqualified. We don't yet have a pasuk for that. So lav mi v'chol zar lo yochal kodesh nafka. So the Gemara says no. As far as the lav is concerned, the lav is generated from a different pasuk. Again, same parsha, but a different pasuk. Notably, kol zar lo yochal kodesh. Any zar is not allowed to eat kodesh. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? Ha'homi ba'ile, we're on the top of Samech Chesamid Beis. Ha'homi ba'ile l'gufe. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? I need a pasuk to tell me that a zar can't eat truma. Wait, meaning, before jumping to the next step of a woman who has relations with it. In other words, I just first need a pasuk to tell me that a zar can't eat truma. So the trei v'chol zar k'sive. So the Gemara says, well, if you look carefully at the pesukim, and you don't have to look that carefully. As long as you read the pesukim, you'll see it says v'chol zar not once, but it says it twice. Ah, so the first time it says it tells me that a zar is excluded from eating truma. The second time that it says it is coming to teach me that if a woman is with a zar, and this zar would refer to a just simply non-kohen, she can't eat truma. Okay, so where are we right now? juggling a lot of drashas, but basically what we now have in line, lined up, is a drasha that tells me that a zar can't eat truma, a drasha that tells me that when a woman is married to Yisrael, legitimate marriage, but she can't eat truma, and on top of that, we also have a drasha that tells me that a woman is with a zar, but zar in the third context is talking about a man who disqualifies her, she now permanently becomes disqualified from eating truma. Now, v'akatami b'alelechad Rav Yosef Rabbi Chanina, the Gemara says, wait 1 second. I'm not able to juggle all these drashas because we have another halacha that we need to learn out. Notably, the halacha of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. What is that halacha? So, v'chol zar zar, I'm going to start from the second line down. Mi b'alelechad Rav Yosef Rabbi Chanina, dam Rav Yosef Rabbi Chanina, v'chol zar, zar samarti lach, v'lo aninus. So, I need a drasha to tell me that when is there a prohibition to eat truma? Only when you are married to a czar, but not when you're in a state of aninus. Aninus, over here, an onain is referencing somebody who lost one of the seven relatives. Bo bayom, on the day of death, you're an onain. Not to be confused, although it's very similar, but not to be confused with onain, as we discuss it in our practical halacha. And that is that from death until the burial, person is in an onane period where he's exempted from doing mitzvos. So that's how we use the word onane. When the Gemara is using the word onane as it relates to eating truma, it means bo bayom, on the day of death. So that person is an onane. An onane cannot eat kachim, cannot eat karbanos. However, an onane is allowed to eat truma. How do I know that? This is the drasha. So the Gemara says, so I need the pasuk to tell me this point. So the So the Gemara says, okay, as far as this halacha that we just learned together, so that could be generated from the word v'chol. The pasuk says zar, actually it says v'chol zar. So we're going to use the word v'chol to teach me this halacha. Okay, so we're juggling and still we're successfully juggling. The Gemara says, wait 1 second, I have another halacha that I got to add to this, to all these balls that are floating in the air. And that is the next halacha, which is kishi choseres choseres l'shuma veino choseres l'chazav v'shok. The following halacha: a bas kohen married to Yisrael. So what do we know already? While she's married to the Yisrael, she can't eat truma. Okay. If let's say the marriage terminates without children. Now, without children is important because, as we'll learn later on, once she has a child from the Yisrael, so she is now going to be forever a Yisrael. Okay, we'll come back to that later on. But we now know the halacha is that if she does not have a child with this Yisrael and the marriage terminates, death or divorce, doesn't matter, she goes back to her family. The pasuk says that. However, we have a drasha, which is that she goes back, but not all the way. What does that mean? It means that she can eat truma, she can resume eating truma, but what she can't do is she can't eat chazav ishok. Chazav ishok, every time a shlamim is offered, so it is broken up into three portions. Part of it goes up onto the mizbech, right? Let's call that the imurim. Part of it is given to the kahuna, that's chazav ishok, and the rest of it is eaten by the owner. Okay, so chazav ishok is not like karban chatas. Karban chatas can only be eaten by zichrei kahuna. Chazav ishok can be eaten by all kohanim. You have to be a kohen, but once you're a kohen, you can eat chazav ishok. So over here, our woman who is married to Yisrael and the marriage terminates and goes back to her family, she can eat truma, but she can't eat chazav ishok. How do I know that? This pasuk right over here. The Amr of Chista Amr Avina Barav Shila Maikra Dichsiv Uvas Kohen Kisieli Zar He Bechumas Hakadoshim Lo Sochel Lo Sochel Bemuram Min Hakadoshim. So I need this pasuk to teach me this halacha. So once again, too many halachas, not enough drashas. So the Gemara says Im Kain Lichtov Kra He Bechadoshim Lo Sochel My Bechumas Hakadoshim Shema Min Atarte. So the Gemara keeps all the balls floating in the air. The Gemara says, yeah, you. What we could do is that we can parse the pasuk and make room for all these halachas. Okay, so, admittedly, that was complicated only because all the halachas are really clear. It's just a complication of which halacha is going to be generated by which drasha. But when all said and done, we have all the drashas lined up. A zar can't eat truma. All right, I'm going to go over each one of the halachas. So I'll dispense right now with where the drashas are from. A zar can't eat truma. A woman married to Yisrael can't eat truma. A woman who had relations with a man who disqualifies her can't eat truma. Two more halachas. An onain is allowed to eat truma. And when a woman leaves her family, meaning she marries a Yisrael, and comes back to her family, so she can resume eating truma, but she can't resume eating chazav v'shok. Good. That's it. Those are the five halachas that we learned, and it's just now a question of how to generate those five halachas from which part of the pasuk. But it all works out. Ashkechan. No, once she's pasul, right? Correct. Once she's pasul, she's always pasul. That confers upon her the status of either being a chalala or being a zona, depending on which pasul is having relations with her. And once a woman's a zona or a chalala, that's it. That's a permanent status. And furthermore, when it comes to the chalala, that status goes to the next generation as well. Okay.
But a zona is only without marriage.
A zona, I mean, all these are psul bia, meaning these are all without marriage.
What's between a zona
and a zona,
only whether
it's the difference between zona and chalala is zona is more general, universal. Chalala is only within kahuna. So, for example, a grusha to a kohen, that's chalala. Okay. So, ashkechan kohen es levi of Yisrael minalan. Okay. So far, the drushas have now taken us through a kohen, meaning all these psukim are talking about a kohen. How about a Levi? How about a Yisraelis? How do I know that they're also included? Now again, what's going on over here? Levi of Yisraelis are going to be puzzle. They never eat truma to begin with. So the basic idea, Rashi fills us in. I haven't spelled it out yet. The basic idea is that let's say a Yisraelis becomes, gets one of these status, meaning she becomes a psula. Again, she never was eating truma to begin with. But let's say she marries a Kohen. After she becomes disqualified. Okay. So now that Yisraelis now conferred upon her the status of being a psula, so she can't eat truma, even if she marries a Kohen. Same thing with the Leviah. Right? Correct. Well, yeah. So call her chalala. That's fine. So the Gemara says, now how do I know that? Meaning because all the psukim that we quoted all regarding a bas Kohen. So the Gemara says, Kedam Rabbi Amma Amarav, bas ubas. So hachinami, bas ubas. So we're learning it from the extra vav. So the Gemara says, you're darshing a vav. So that is in whose wheelhouse? Rabbi Kiva's wheelhouse. So Kemanka, Rabbi Kiva, the Darash Vavin. So, and this is based on a Gemara that we will see later in the Masechta. So the Gemara says, no, afilatim rabbanan kule uvas kra yisterahu. So Gemara says like this. Now, it doesn't have to limit ourselves to the Shita Rabbi Kiva, who darshans just the Vav. In other words, the entire word uvas, superfluous. And so therefore we're darshing the whole word. Ashkechan the chumala kuhuna minalan. So now, when a woman is involved in one of these bias psulos, in one of these disqualified bias, so she will be prohibited to truma. It's been established now. Next step. One more step. And that is, she's also going to be disqualified to marry a Kohen. Meaning, once having the status of a chalala or a zona, so she can't be with a Kohen. She can't marry a Kohen. That's a pasuk in the Torah. Right? But how do I know that? Meaning, we just know that a Kohen can't marry a Chalala or a Zona. How do I know that this will confer upon her this kind of status? So, Minalan. Atu Levi of Yisrael Slo Lekuhuna Marbinan Lehu? So the Gemara says, wait 1 second. As far as Levi and the Yisraelis are concerned, aren't they automatically talking about their prohibition to marry a Kohen? Dila Chuma Benos Mechal Chuma Ninu? So the Gemara says, what do you think? You think that we're just talking about them and Truma? Well, as far as them and Truma is concerned, they never were able to eat Truma to begin with. The Gemara says, no, Olam Alom, Mishkachala Dekachla Bishvil Bina. So the Gemara says, well, that's not perfectly true. They can eat Truma, meaning I can easily come up with a scenario where Yisraelis or Levia are going to be eating Truma, notably their child, i.e. they were married to a Kohen, and they had a Kohen child. So Bishvil Bina, Bina Kavachomer. Ma Kohen is the Bigdusha Denavsha Achla Apostola. Levia of Yisrael is the lo achla ela bishvil bina lo kol shekain. So the Gemara says, wait 1 second. Don't we have a simple kavachomer over here that I have a bas kohen who was able to eat on her own account, and certainly if she has a son, she will be able to eat. So if I have the bas kohen who can eat on her own account and will be disqualified with a bia psula, Yisrael is and Levia who can't eat on their own account and can only eat on account of their son if their son is a kohen. So for sure they're going to be disqualified with a bia psula. The Gemara says, he understands this. The Gemara says, okay, as far as the kavachomer is concerned, I'm unimpressed with the kavachomer because kohen is the kadosh gufa pasula. Either lo kadosh gufa lo pasula. So the Gemara says, Sorry, hadalo kadosh gufa lo pasala. Well, there's a really simple difference in that when it comes to kohanis, so it's exactly for the reason of she has intrinsic kedusha, so for her, disqualified bia will upset that intrinsic kedusha. But when it comes to Yisraelis, when it comes to Levia, they don't even have intrinsic kedusha. So you could have made the argument, if all you have is an argument, you can counter-argue by saying, they don't have intrinsic kedusha, so maybe for them a bia psula will not disqualify them. So, ela lakuna kavachomer migrusha. So the Gemara says, as far as the Kohen is concerned, we can learn that through a kavachomer from a grusha. Ma grusha shemuteres b'truma asur lakuhuna. Now we know as far as the grusha is concerned, she can eat truma. Meaning, I have a bas Kohen who was divorced. A divorcee. Is she now disqualified from truma? No, of course not. And yet, this woman who still can eat truma can't marry a Kohen. Zusha asur b'truma. Eno din shepsula lakuhuna. So the Gemara says, okay, so now I have a woman who's disqualified from truma. It goes without saying, meaning Kal v'chomer, it seems to be a logical leap, that once you're disqualified from Shuma, you're disqualified from Kahuna as well. So the Gemara says, v'chi mazir min adin. So the Gemara says, okay, but that is creating a lav using a Kal v'chomer, right? We don't do that. So the Gemara says, gilu imil sabamahu. So the Gemara says, yeah, you're right, we don't do that, but this isn't a Kal v'chomer, this is gilu imil sa. Okay, one of the more trickier discussions that comes up a number of times throughout Shas, and that is when something is based on a logical progression or something is obvious. So, and it is admittedly difficult. It's difficult to try to articulate when something becomes like a gilui milsa, the Gemara description of, you know, it's just so obvious, as opposed to, no, that's a logical leap. So the Gemara over here says, what we're learning from a grusha who is allowed to eat truma and disqualified to a Kohen, well, once somebody becomes disqualified for truma, for sure they can't marry a Kohen. That's not a Kal v'chomer. The Gemara says, that's Gilui Milsa.
But doesn't say what the mechanism is for the Gilui Milsa.
Gilui Milsa doesn't need a mechanism. The Gemara's assumption is that Gilui Milsa is so obvious that, in other words, it's basically the Torah saying it. Gilui Milsa literally means the Torah is just simply spelling it out. We just have to think it through a little bit, but it's the Torah spelling it out. And again, I struggle, I always do, on this topic. I struggle to try to articulate, Kal v'chomer, that requires more logic in order to get there. When it comes to Gilui Milsa, just look at it. It's right there in front of you. Okay, you can hear it. You can hear how I struggle.
The grusha,
in other words, she's a bas Kohen. She goes back to her father's house and she's eating her father's truma.
And even if she
had
kids.
No. If she had kids, then she can't go back. The pasuk says v'zera ein la. Yeah. The Torah says only v'zera ein la v'shaval beis avia. Only when she has no children can she go back to her father's house. And in fact, when we get to today's daf, if that happens, it's going to happen. So we'll clarify that point. Okay, v'ema. Okay, we are almost done, and I know this is a really long thread over here. But the Gemara, this all goes back to the Gemara's question of Menah HaNimili. Like, how do I know this? So, ve'ema, nivala pasola chai v'krisus. So the Gemara says, okay, so we have now established that when a woman has a disqualified bia, she will be now banned and barred and restricted from eating truma, from marrying a kohen. So the Gemara says, okay, when she has a bia psula, maybe the bia psula is talking about where she has a kares prohibited relationship, meaning Arayos, meaning where's the bar set at in terms of what's going to disqualify her? So maybe the bar should be set really high. So the Gemara says, no. So the Gemara says, no, because it says kisiya, meaning that it's the kind of relationship, albeit prohibited, but the Torah recognizes that there will be tfisas kedushin, otherwise called a lav. Okay? We've gone over this numerous times here in Yevamos, that there is tfisas kedushin by chayv alavin. There is no tefisas kedushin by Isurei Kares. So, by virtue of the fact that the Torah says kisiya li'ish zar, it means it's a kind of union where, on one hand, it's prohibited; on the other hand, there would be tefisas kedushin. It's called alaf. So the Gemara says yahachil ve'kocham ve'evel lo lifsilu. So the Gemara says, okay, a woman has relations with a non-Jew or an Eved Kanani; they shouldn't be disqualified. There is no tefisas kedushin. Now there is no kedushin at all. But there certainly is no tzvisis kedushin. So the Gemara says, "Hanach paslim midrabbi Shmuel, damer Rabbi Yochanan." Mishum Rabbi Yishmael. So the Gemara says, you're right. Meaning that we're not going to use that pasuk to arrive at this conclusion. We'll just use a different drasha. And that is, how do I know that if I have either a non-Jew or Nevi-Kanani who has relations with a Bas Yisrael, or a Kohen, or a Bas Kohen, or a Bas Levi, that disqualifies their Shenemer, Vas Kohen, Kisiya, Amanu Grusha, v'chulei. And the key word over here is Amanu Grusha. So only someone who has this, who has an institution of either being a widow or being a grusha. Now, you can't become a widow from a non-Jew because the Torah doesn't recognize the marriage. So widow is only when you were married and then he died. Over here, you were never married. So there's no, the word widow is a misplaced word. In other words, halachically, she's not an amana. Similarly, grusha. In other words, you can only have gerushin if you were married. If you weren't married, you're not going to have gerushin. So, only for those unions where there is aman and gerushin, for them, they can go back to their father, to eat truma. But if there's a union where there's no aman and there's no gerushin, i.e., in either a goy or an evikanani, so therefore, she doesn't go back. Why doesn't she go back? Because she's disqualified.
What if, according to civil law, they're married and dina malchus adina then?
No, dina malchus adina affects monetary law. That doesn't affect any definitions of ishus. Ashkechan kohenes leviv israelis. I'm sorry, ashkechan kohenes leviv israelis menalan. So again, this is the Gemara just dotting the I's, marking off all the T's, meaning good. So now I have a drasha that includes a kohenes who has relations with either a non-Jew or an Evikanani, where she becomes disqualified, but we're up to the next step, and the next step is, how do I know this also includes a Bas Levi and a Bas Yisrael? Where if they have relations with a non-Jew, they too will be disqualified. Again, from Truma, again, in the event that they were eligible to eat Truma, and from marrying a Kohen. So how do I know that? So Kedama Rabbi Abba Amarav Bas Ubas. Hachanami Bas Ubas. So again, at this point, the Gemara thinks it's the extra vav. So, Kamanka Rabbi Akiva Didarish Vave, Afilo Tema Rabbanan, Kule Ubas Kray Yaseirahu. And again, the Gemara says it's not limited to Rabbi Akiva. The entire word is superfluous, and that comes to include not just a Bas Kohen, but a Bas Levi and Bas Yisrael as well. Ve'ema. We're almost done, but I understand this has been a long thread. Ve'ema, Mishay Shalamanus Ve'ger Shimba, Ki Leisle Zera Ka'achla, Ki Isle Zera Lo Achla. So what the Gemara now is going to at least try to advance is maybe there is a distinction, but maybe we didn't understand the distinction well. Maybe if there's amanus and gerushin, meaning if there's an institution of either being a widow or being a grusha, so when there's no children, she'll eat, meaning she'll return back to her family, and ki yisle zera lo achla. But if there are children from this man, then she will not be able to eat truma. Mi she'ein lo amanus v'gerushin ba. And maybe here's how to understand the distinction. If there's no almanus and there's no gerushin, i.e. a non-Jew, i.e. an Eved Kenani, afagav diyisle zera nami techo. Maybe this is a strange havamina. And in a moment, I'll share with you Rashi. So this is a strange havamina. And right now, the Gemara is at least entertaining the idea that even if she were, now we're going to put the word in quotes, married to this man, so, and even if they have children, that's not going to affect her status of eating truma. I mean, she can go back and eat truma. Now, as a havamina, I mean, the Gemara is going to reject this, but as a havamina, that's really strange. Meaning, we're now at least suggesting that maybe if she were even living, let's not use the word married, living with the non-Jew and having a child with the non-Jew, that's not going to disqualify her from truma. So, look at Rashi over here. And I know this is going to be a little bit harsh, but we have to explain a havamina, and Rashi does. Afagav, Rashi's third line down. Afagav disle zera techel, uchebeim abaham achashiv. So, in other words, it just simply does not give it any status whatsoever. Now, granted, my interpretation of Rashi is not literal, but, right, anyone who's reading Rashi understands what I'm saying, understands what Rashi's saying. Meaning, it's not going to give enough status where it will qualify as a disqualifier. That's the Havamina. And again, I know it's a rough Havamina, but that's the Havamina. Ein znus bebehema. We learned that earlier. Okay, good. It's a good question, but the answer is very clear. All right, a behemoth does not create znus. Okay, it's an act. It's a capital crime. It's a capital punishment. Right. It's right. We could say a lot of things about it, but it doesn't confer the status of znus.
He's equating behemoths with goyim.
Yep. Correct. Correct. In the Havamina. As far as the Havamina is concerned, yes. So im kein ribu levi of Israel lamali. So the Gemara says, yeah, but then what becomes problematic is if you recall, we also said, and we're including a bas levi, and we're including a bas Yisrael as well. Meaning, if we were right that a guy and an ovei kochavim confers no status whatsoever, so then why do I then have to go and jump and say, oh, by the way, the same thing is true for a bas levi, and the same thing is true for a bas Yisrael? Meaning, there would be no need to make that jump because there's just simply no status whatsoever to a non-Jew. Huh. So, there would be no need to make that jump. Rashi says this with much more clarity. Go through the Rashi inside. But anyway, so by virtue of the fact that we also have to include a bas levi and a bas Yisrael, it must mean that we're not entertaining this havamina of, you know, a goy and a nevekanani have no status. We can't be saying that. Ula Rebbe Kiva da Amar ain kedushin tozim mechayve laven. Now the Gemara says, okay, as long as you're crossing the T's and dotting the I's, so now what do we say? We said that what kind of bia is going to disqualify her? A bia that would register as a lav. Why? Because it says kisiyah, and kisiyah tells me that there's a havaya, meaning it's a bias iser, but the Torah would approve, recognize the marriage. Okay. So, in other words, Tfisa's Kedushin by Chayv Elavin. So now the Gemara says, okay, what about Chita's Rabbi Akiva? Because you remember, Rabbi Akiva says that by Chayv Elavin, there is no Tfisa's Kedushin. So now, if you're Rabbi Akiva, what do you do? So, and that's the Gemara's question. Ein Kedushin Tovzim B'Chayv Elavin, my Kisi Elishar, Kiti Ba'el Amana Ugrusha. I'm sorry. Kida Amar Ein Tfisa. I'm sorry. Ula Rabbi Akiva Damar in Kedushin Tovzim B'Chayv Elavin Umay Kisiyeh Li'Ishzar Kitibal Aman Ugrusha Lamali. So now for Rabbi Akiva, we already know that there is no marriage that is going to be that's going to be validated. Meaning the Torah does not recognize any prohibited union. So then, what are we learning out from the word Kisiyeh Li'Ishzar? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what. Amana lahachmir alau grusha haka alaha. So it's coming to be machmir by an amana and be mekel by grusha. And the Gemara goes on to explain. Utsricha. Diyash min amana amana hu dechi leisle zera achla mishum dechazi lekuhuna. Because as far as the amana is concerned, consider. Okay? An amana. So when she becomes a widow, with no children, she can go back. There, I could make an easy argument. Of course, she goes back to eating truma. You know why? Because she's not disqualified to marry a kohen. Avagrusha de lo chazel kuna im afagav de leisle zera lo achla. But if the Torah had not articulated and spelled out grusha, I would have made the following argument: the woman who is married to Yisrael, a bas kohen married to Yisrael, and then she becomes a grusha, she can't go back and eat truma of her family. Why? Because as a grusha, she'll never be able to marry a Kohen again. So maybe I could have made the argument that she shouldn't go back to her family to eat Truma. Oh. That's why the Torah has to spell out Grusha. V'yesh mina Grusha hu dechi Yisrael zera lo'ach l'mishim de lo'chazil l'kohuna. Ava amana dechazil l'kohuna ima afa gav di Yisrael zera na mitechel. Tzricha. And if the Torah would have said Grusha and not said Almana, here's the erroneous conclusion I would have come to an Almana. Meaning, by an almana, can she marry a kohen? 100%. Even if she had children, she can marry a kohen. So therefore, I might have thought with the almana that if she married if our bas kohen married a Yisrael, and then Rachmana, she becomes an almana, and even if she had children, so maybe she can continue eating truma. Because anyway, she can marry a kohen, that's what I would have thought. That's why the Torah has to spell out grusha and almana, grusha, so that we understand a chumra regarding, kula regarding a grusha, and amana, so we understand a chumra regarding the amana. Okay, ve'ema. Okay, now I'm really ready to say it. We're almost done. Ve'ema, nivala psula, af machzeh grusha, so what about machzeh grusha, so? Meaning, So we're saying now that with all these prohibited unions and relationships, she's going to be banned and barred from eating truma. So what about Machzik Rushoso? He got married, divorced. She marries somebody else in the interim, divorces, goes back to the original husband. The Torah says you cannot do that. Machzik Rushoso Mishinises is a lav in the Torah. Torah describes it as a toeva. It's disgusting behavior. So the Gemara says Leish Zar Amar Rachmana Mishazar Etzla Miikara Lafukahai De Lo Zar Etzla Miikara Hu. So the Gemara says, okay, we have a drasha that excludes this iser, meaning why it's a drasha, meaning because the Torah says that she's with an ishzar. This particular man to her is not an ishzar. Yes, she's prohibited to marry him, but it's not an ishzar. It's not a stranger. They were once married. Okay, so Ihachi Chalal De Lav Zar Hu. So skip the word mikara. So ihachi chalal de lav zarhu lo livsol. So the Gemara says, really? So you're telling me that the bia psula is a predicate of the word zar, which is what the Torah says. So what about a chalal? So amakra lo yichalal zaro be'amav meki zaro lo mahu posel av zaro nami posel. So the Gemara says that no, the chalal is going to be a posel, meaning that when a woman has relations with a chalal, she will become disqualified. It's a drasha, right? Just like he is a poso, the zera is also going to be a poso as well. So the Gemara says, okay, at what point precisely are we going to have the psul? So we all know the psul comes at the point of bia. The Gemara entertains the idea, well, maybe she should come at kiddushin. So the Gemara says, no. So the Gemara says, no, bia is going to be the point of the psul. Ve'ema adika avaya ubiya. So the Gemara says, maybe I need both. Maybe I need kedushin and bia. So the Gemara says, no, dumi de kohen gadda ba'amana. Ma kohen gadda ba'amana. Bibiya l'chuda af hainami bibiya l'chuda. No, it's just bia. It's the act of bia we learn from kohen gadda to amana. Rav Yossi Amar kol shazara. Okay, fine. Period. Wow. that was a full daf. Okay? Nearly, practically. Meaning, going back to Samaches Amadalf, that's yesterday's daf. Menahani mili. So the Gemara's question is, how do I know? Right? Meaning it's a really simple question, but obviously we have to have the drushas. How do I know that when a woman has a prohibited relation, she becomes disqualified to eat truma? She's disqualified to marry a Kohen. How do I know? And the answer is, see above. Meaning Samaches Amadalf, all the way to where we are right now in Samaches Amadalf, 2/3 of the way down on the daf. That is the sourcing of the halacha that a woman who has a bia psula is in fact going to be disqualified. And so the number of topics that we just covered, this is a almost end of daf review. The number of topics that we covered is what degree of iser does there have to be between the woman and the man in order for them to become prohibited? The answer is chayv elavin and above is going to make her disqualified. Additional to that, how old does the men have to be in order to disqualify her, 9 years of age and above. On top of that, at what point precisely does she become disqualified? So it's at the point of bia, not the point of kiddushin, and a couple of other topics. But that has been our endeavor since the beginning of the daf, half an hour dedicated to this discussion. But we are not a little bit more than half an hour, but we're not yet done because if you remember in the Braisa where we started off our daf today, there were two other opinions, the opinion of Rabbi Yossi and the opinion of the Rashbag. And so a clarification, and that's where we are right now. So just have to find my spot. Yeah. There we go. Rabbi Yossi, Amar Kosa Shazar Posel, V'chol She'en Zara Posel, Ein Posel. So my Ikabin Tanakam Le Rabbi Yossi. Tanakam and Rav Yossi sound awfully similar to one another. Is there an actual difference between them? Because that's exactly what the Tanakam said, just the Tanakam didn't put it as a rule. Tanakam says, you know, you have relations with the mamzer, you're now disqualified. Well, let's consider. We did this already today, but that's fine. In other words, and if they were to produce a child, the child's a mamzer. So that's exactly what the Tanakam is saying. What difference is there between the Tanakam and Rav Yossi? So I'm Rav Yochanan, and Rav Yochanan says there is a difference. It's subtle, but there's a difference. Mitzri sheni ve'edom sheni ika beinayhu. Ushnem lalamdua elami kohen gadda ba'amana. Ah. So now you're having relations with a second generation Egyptian convert, a second generation Edomi convert. Now, what do we know? We've gone over this numerous times, and we will be discussing this in the upcoming Perek, in Perek HaOrel. And that is that when it comes to Mitzrayim, when it comes to Adomi, so they, once they convert, meaning they have full rights of conversion, and once they convert, they're a Jew for every halacha. However, they are going to be banned from marrying a Jew. And I know that sounds strange, but that's the halacha, right? That's true by various nationalities. Right now we're focusing on Mitzrayim and Adomi. By Mitzrayim and Adomi, you have a really interesting halacha as far as Yishus is concerned. First generation convert, they can only marry another convert. Second generation, same thing as well. Third generation convert, so the grandchildren can marry a Jew. That's the pasuk in the Torah. That's true by Adomi, that's true by Mitzrayim. Now what we're saying is the following. So the difference between the Tanakam and Rav Yossi is going to be oh so subtle, and that's going to be where this woman, this Bas Kohen, had relations with second generation Mitzrayim. Because the second generation Mitzrayim, is he pasul? The answer is yes. Is this child going to be pasul? The answer is no. So Tanakam is Avramah Kohen Gadol Ba'amana Shebiyaso Ba'avera Uposa Afhainami Posa. As far as the Tanakam is concerned, all we're focusing on is on the Bia. Is the Bia prohibited Bia? If the answer is yes, it disqualifies. And Rabbi Yossi Savra, Kik Kohen Gadol, Ma Kohen Gadol Shezar Posel, Posel, Uposel, Afkol Shezar Posel, Posel. Lafuki Mitzri Sheni, De'en Zar Posel, Dechsi Banim Ashi Yavadu Lehem, Dur Shishi Yavol Lehem Bekal Hashem. And what Rabbi Yossi will tell you is that no, what serves as a template, what serves as the example, the prototype example, is a Kohen Gadol to an Amana. Kohen Gadol to Amana, so the Bia is Psula, and their child becomes Pasul as well. That then serves as the base example for what's going to disqualify her. It has to be not only the Bia being Pasul, but the child has to be Pasul as well. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi, if a woman engages in Bia with a second generation, either Mitzrayim or Adomi, where even though the Bia is Psula, but their child is Kasher, therefore it's not included, it's not going to make her a Psula. It will not disqualify her. One more opinion to go. And I'm forecasting we're going to stop at the Mishnah, but that's fine. Rishim Gamliel Omer, Kosha Atanose, Bito Atanose, Amanos Vichule, Mai Ika Ben Rav Yossi, Rishim and Gamliel. So now, again, Rishim and Gamliel is also trying to make a nuanced point. The Gemara says, can we spell it out? The Gemara says, sure. Amar Ula Gir Amoni Moavi Ika Ben Nihu. So you have a convert from either Amon or Moav. And that's going to be the difference between Rav Yossi and Rashbag. Ushem Lalamdu Alami Kohen Gadol Ba'amana. Again, as far as the source material is concerned, the relationship between Kohen Gadol and Amana. Because again, we know the Torah says that once the Kohen Gadol has relations with the Amana, she becomes a Chalal, or better stated, Chalala, and their child is going to be Chalal Chalala. Okay. And by the way, the Kohen Gadol, we've covered this before, the Kohen Gadol does not get the status of being a Chalal. Okay. Fair or unfair, doesn't matter. That's the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So anyway, Elami Kohen Gadol Ba'amana. Rabbi Yossi Savra Ma Kohen Gadol Ba'amana Shezar Pasel Pasel Uposel Af Kol Shezar Pasel Uposel. So, as far as Rabbi Yossi is concerned, so good. So again, we already know his position, which is that what's going to disqualify her? Be aware, the Bia is Pasel, and the children generator are going to be Pasel. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Savra Ma Kohen Gadol Ba'amana Shekol Zaro Pasel Uposel Af Shekol Zaro Pasel Uposel. Lafuki amoni moavi de ain koshes are apostle, damramar amoni vala amonis moavi vala moavis. And the Rashbag will tell you that it has to be a perfect match, meaning that when I have a Kohen Gadol Namana, all their children become halalim, meaning it doesn't matter if they have a boy, they have a girl, they have both, it doesn't matter. In other words, all the children are going to become apostle. However, when you're talking about a amoni moavi, so not all the children are going to become apostle, only half the children are going to become pasul. Notably, the males. The females do not become pasul. That's something we're going to be discussing in the upcoming perek, right? Everyone, actually, pretty soon, right? Ayin Vav? Ayin Vav. Okay, good. So, I remember something. According to the Rashbag, it has to be where all the children become psulim, then and only then does a woman become pasul through this bia. But in the case of Amon and Moav, that's not the case. Okay. Ad Khan. Really, it was a long daf today, but really, if we could reduce the daf today, it's one simple question. when does a woman become prohibited to eat truma and to marry a kohen? With a bia psula. It's at after that point in time, so then it becomes a complicated daf. Minahan emilia, how do I know this? Meaning, where are these halachas being generated from? So that was the beginning of where we started today, and trying to juggle all the halachas and all the various drushes and fitting the puzzle in well. Which halacha applies to which phrase of which pasuk? That was the first part of the daf today. And then the second part of the daf today is really understanding the parameters of this halacha. That when a woman has a bia psula, she becomes disqualified. Who's going to disqualify her? At what point precisely is going to disqualify her? Right? What level of prohibitive relationship are we talking about? Good. That was the first part of today's daf that covers mostly everything that we covered today. And then at the end of today, there were two other opinions in that first brisa, that original brisa that we did on Samech Ches Siman Aleph. And what we look to do is find the fine definition differences between Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakhama, or Shimon Gamliel from Rabbi Yossi, and the Gemara went through both of them. Adkan.